Hey! Nobody said anything about fighting a bastard droid!
The appointed referee of the match shrugged from the observation box, mounted high over the onlookers.
It's up to you! There's still time to call this off! You forfeit your entry fee, but you can back out and slink away!
Back down below, Ryan eyeballed the robot. He knew the onboard computers and databanks that gave the commands to the head and limbs of the droid were housed in that broad chest. His job was going to be figuring out how to pry off one of the patches for a look inside without having the droid's mace crush his skull, or even worse, ending up with a bladed foot sunk up to the ankle in his crotch. Still, those plates had been cracked open before, in battle, and for the repairs he knew a combat machine such as this would require. Ryan knew his comrades would understand if he passed on this deadly duel. No one had expected his foe to be a sectroid. Ryan felt tricked, placed in the situation of being between a rock and a hard place. They needed the jack he'd ponied up as an entry fee. JB needed new glasses, or they would have to get used to running around with a near blind man in tow.
What's your decision? Fight or hide?
For a second, Ryan felt the world tunneling in on him, as if a camera lens were zooming in on his own grim visage, and he was also outside himself witnessing it.
I'm staying.
A rubber ball wrapped in a strip of white cloth was dropped down into the pit, where it bounced up and down, and off one of the curved walls before rolling to a stop near Ryan's left boot. The instant the ball stopped moving, the sectroid lurched forward.
Nothing like live entertainment.
Ryan could sense that his earlier estimation was correct. This droid had seen better days. One foot up, then down, left foot, then the right. The arm weighed down with a mace remained motionless, but the second one telescoped outward, the scalpel-like pincers opening and closing. Ryan sprang forward, waving his arms.
Piss off, you clanking piece of junk!
The droid stiffly hopped back in a defensive maneuver. Ryan found that odd enough that he paused. He'd heard these things could exhibit learned behavior, but against a single man? Perhaps the programmers had made this a fairer fight than Ryan would have believed upon first seeing the droid.
You come any closer and I'll rip off those skinny arms and shove them sideways up your metal ass!
In response, the Sec Hunter again took another step toward Ryan, its glass head turning slowly from side to side, as if making sure that no other attacker would be coming out of hiding or from the guardrails of the pit above.
Fuck you, One-Eye! You're nothing to me but fresh meat, you dumbass outlander!
Despite himself, Ryan felt his blood start to sing in his ears. Obviously, in addition to the numerous repairs and replacement parts to this rusting unit, someone had decided it would be a laugh riot to give their pet techno-assassin a voice.
Chicken shit!
Ryan held his anger. This thing wasn't alive. All the android was to Ryan was an obstacle, a hunk of junk dropped in his way, a mass of metal he had to remove so he could go about his business, earn his reward, get JB his spectacles, and forget he'd ever been inside this shrine to the long-dead concept of consumerism. Now that he was closer, Ryan could see the droid's chassis vibrate and shudder as it moved, which told him a crucial fact. As he had hoped from his first impression, the internal clockwork of his foe wasn't meshing properly. The hunter could be toppled. Ryan examined his options. He knew that the thing was programmed to be lightning fast, but a man would have the edge in maneuverability. Plus, he could see that this hunter was well along in years in use, and he'd heard Lucas say that the champion had been beaten before. Ryan slid the panga from the oiled leather sheath and took an offensive stance, balancing himself on the balls of his booted feet.
Come on, you cold-hearted tin can! Bring it on!
Make me!
Ryan squatted, still keeping his back straight and his eye on the android as he moved around the arena floor. After a second or two of feeling around with his free hand, he found what he was searching for.
Heads up, Clanky!
He threw the ball tossed down earlier to start the match. The ball hurtled toward the droid, thrown with all of Ryan's might. The rubber sphere whizzed through the air. The rubber sphere hit high on the clear dome of the sectroid's head, before bouncing up wildly into the air. Interestingly enough, the droid had made no effort to dodge the ball. Ryan started to feel even more confident, until the modified Sec Hunter hopped up like a frog, bounding once, twice, three times, before almost landing right on top of Ryan's unprotected skull. Ryan dodged and slashed out with the panga, aiming at an exposed metal cable in the bot's hip joint. The blade had about as much effect on stopping the Sec Hunter as the rubber ball. The android swung its monkey arms high, right where Ryan's head would have been if he hadn't already decided to go low. Ryan stayed in motion and swung his leg in a desperate roundhouse kick. The only good the blow did was to leave a black smear across the clear dome of the opponent's observation bubble.
No good, shit face!
Before Ryan could give a retort, his foe chose to undertake another of the rabbit-like leaps straight up into the air. But this time when it landed, Ryan was on the receiving end, pinned down hard.
Fire blast! Get off my gut!
Gritting his teeth, Ryan pushed back with his left forearm while jamming the Ponga into one of the small cracks in the repaired areas on the droid's chest. He worked the blade back and forth, striving to find an in.
Fuck you, asshole!
Fuck you!
Ryan shoved with all of his remaining strength. The droid flew back as if it had been launched like a torpedo, rolling over on one side and using its strong steel arms to try to push itself back up. Ryan leapt onto the machine's back, keeping his head low as he locked his legs around its middle and hooked his arms under the metal appendages. The droid struggled in Ryan's grip as he applied pressure, using the moment to try to catch his breath as he rode the metal unit around the pit. This avenue of attack was unfamiliar to the hunter. Usually, prey tried to stay away, not come in and stay attached. The obvious tactic of lunging backward and smashing Ryan into a curved pit wall was a tactic not programmed into the device's defense computer, so all it could think of to do was spin and hop. Ryan hung on, squeezing the droid's arms back even harder. He felt one of the droid's shoulder sockets start to give, and a small burst of sparks flashed out from the joint. He focused renewed energy on the spot, feeling his own recently injured shoulder start to throb in reflected agony. Then, in a spray of sparks, the entire arm ripped free. Ryan was flung backward when the arm gave away, carried by the momentum. He landed on his feet and staggered back, as the droid began to thrash and buck in place. Ryan got a grip on the severed arm and swung it like a baseball bat, smashing it across the side of the bot's face. The hunter fell like a cut tree to the floor of the pit.
I'd rip off your arms and beat your ass with
He smashed the steel rod again and again over the clear housing of the Sec Hunter's head. He had already decided he wasn't going to stop until the glass-like substance shattered. Christy came running through the lower stage door, with Mildred close behind. Dean, Jack, and Doc remained in the stands with JB, who had been unable to clearly see the battle from their viewpoint at the top of the pit.
Thanks to Gaia. Ryan, stop now. Stop.
Christy's pale skin flushed a deep pink, in a mix of relief and excitement now that the combat had ended with Ryan the victor. Her hair coiled and rippled along her skull as she tried to penetrate the killing rage that had fueled Ryan's victory. Ryan brought down the arm a final time across the machine's upper torso before allowing the steel limb to fall from his fingers. He staggered a little as the pain from his broken toes made itself felt. Mildred looked at Christy, her face tight with concern.
He appears to be all right, but I need to examine him.
She helped Christy support Ryan as they walked him away from the eyes of the cheering crowd. They passed twin techies in coveralls and tool belts, who had also come out running to try to see to the damage to their own champion. One turned a peevish look at Christy.
He didn't have to rip his damn arm off.
Piss off before I go pick up that arm and beat your heads in myself.